Good morning, everyone. Amen. Glad to see you up and out and here with your health and strength and God in the middle of it. Amen. So we wanted to first welcome everyone to our service today. You are welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, I wanted to let you know that there are so many things occurring in our society, and they are changing at a record pace. Pay attention. I mean, there is just so much going on that you almost got to have a secretary just to keep up with your own life. So I say to you, stay focused. Be strong and stay grounded. Stay rooted in the word, because there are things coming on all sides for you as a believer. So as we get off into our service, and our message will coincide with the things that we're talking about at this moment. So be inspired and keep your spiritual eyes open. Now, are there any praise reports this morning? Amen.
I'm just thanking God for all that he's done for me and continues to do for me, for constantly putting opportunities in front of me, putting me in the right places, putting my name in the right ears, for always being there for me when I need him. And I just pray that I continue to develop my relationship with the Lord, and I'm just happy to be able to wake up another day to do that.
Wow. What a wonderful confession. You know, when I look at what's going on out here, I know that it is wonderful just to be alive today and have our health and strength. And we know that's all provided by God, because we could have taken another path, went another way, and done some other things. But we chose different. We chose the Lamb of God. We chose the Anointed One. We chose the Spirit of Truth to be a part of our lives and invited him into all of our lives. So, Seeds of Faith, Rick H. Carter Ministries, come forth, be a light, and you that are part of it, you need to be lights also. So stay focused. If there are no other praise reports at this moment, then we will get started with our lesson. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Father, we pray for each and every person here today, that they are here to hear your word, Lord, and to understand the things that you are teaching us each and every day, and to fellowship together. We call upon the Holy Spirit of promise today to be with us in this lesson, to break things down, and to show us how they apply to our own lives. We thank you for Jesus, that he is our Lord, our Savior, and our King. And we thank you for the Creator of all things, the Father, Jehovah. Thank you. These and other blessings we ask. In thy son Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Use me, Father, for your benefit and for your glory this day. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Today's lesson, Satan is loose. Be on guard. I repeat it once more. Satan is loose, be on guard. Now, the reality of the war that we are in is what we're going to talk about first. Because whether you know it or not, some of you just think that we're just having these everyday challenges and that we are just taking care of our own business and these things that come up, oh, they just come up, you know, we just have to handle them. But make no mistake, you as believers are in a war, and the war is trying to break down everything that you call Christ, everything that you call righteousness, everything that you call the word is trying to break it down and move you away from God. But family, we need to understand this. Satan is not bound right now. He is loose. He is bringing his antichrist spirit into you, into our neighborhoods, into our homes, our families, and yes, into the whole world. Amen. Now, what's worse is his works and his spirit are spreading like an infection. And the shocking part is catching on with people you least expect to be caught up in it. So pay attention. Jesus warned us about this. Let's go to Matthew 24 and 24, and we will use this very scripture as our reference scripture today. This is what it says. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. And now you hear it again today. This isn't just a maybe. This is a reality. Now, signs of the last days and times. Satan, or the spirit of Satan, is at work. And I know you see it all around you. I know you hear about the challenges that people are having. You know, someone wrote me this week on Facebook saying, somebody's touching me. Or I feel like a spirit is bothering me. So these type of people reveal themselves, okay? The new people, the people that are out here now. In other words, they are revealing themselves under the Antichrist spirit. We don't have to look far to see what Paul's writing is about in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's go there next. And this is what it says. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, that means lacking self-control, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, that means intoxicated, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, pay attention to this, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. That means individuals may outwardly appear to have certain beliefs, but they are hypocrites. They're talking in your face, but they're not following through. They're not doing what they're telling you to do, or they say who they are and this is what I do. But these type of people, the Bible says, from such turn away. Now we see it on the news. These type of personalities, these type of people, we hear unspeakable things. Babies abandoned in trash cans. People lying, stealing, and scheming or scamming. Whole systems built to deceive. This isn't just bad behavior. This is the spirit of Satan moving aggressively. Now, spiritual defilement. Following the world instead of following the Lamb. Revelations 14 and 4. Let's go there next. Come on, Bible scholars. Let's go. Keep up with me. This is important. Because we're all facing the same war that we're dealing with each and every day. And we need to know how to deal with it. But we're going to explain today some of the things that you're dealing with and give you some answers. Revelations 14 and 4 says, these are they which are not defiled with women. And I'll explain that in a minute. For they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. Now, where it began with, these are they which were not defiled with women, this is symbolic language. But what do you mean? The defilement of women is not physical, but spiritual. It's talking about being polluted with idolatry and following the systems of the world, caught up in the systems of the world and committing spiritual fornication by following the world instead of following Christ. And so there's so much symbolism in Revelations. I just want you to know some of this may not be exactly the way you hear it. Now, Satan's traps are always set along our pathways. He convinces you you're too dirty to come back. And he does that after you get caught in one of his traps and you fall or you partake, okay? Then he makes you feel, or he whispers in your spiritual ear, which go down on the inside of you, that you are too dirty to go back to Christ, that God ain't hearing that, okay? He whispers that you've gone too far to be forgiven. Then he sets more traps to pull you in deeper, or to, you know, set up a stronghold for you, or something you like doing. He sets that stronghold up, and grab a hold to it. And when I say he takes you deeper, then he makes that stronghold tougher for you to get out of, because he adds to it other things that you grab a hold to, or that you, you know, gravitate to, in other words. And these are things you like to do, but you know these are not godly things. But he's slowly pulling you in. That's his trap. He wants to pull you in and keep you a prisoner of your own doing. Now, the enemy when he sets more traps for you, and finally, after you're so deep, he gets your attention. And the next step is that he begins to train you to his ways, and his will will he enforce upon you. Now, the enemy's strategy, spiritual problems, not just mental or physical. First, after you get caught and you're in the midst of this, you're in a place that you're really not familiar with. Then you get anxiety. Okay? And that begins to twirl around on the inside of you, trying to keep confusion going in your life. Then you shut down and go into a depression. And the things that you have done, they begin to play in your head like the same song over and over and over again. And then he begins to guilt you just like that song over and over and over again. So, you know, you can't feel that you can get out of this. You're caught. You don't know your way out. You're still in unfamiliar territory. So then you go to the doctor about this depression, and he gives you some pills to medicate or soothe the pain that's going on the inside, because you know what you're doing is wrong. And you know it on the inside, but you don't know your way out, and you feel like you're caught because he got you doing something that you like doing, but now it's not fun anymore. Now it has become a trap, a stronghold, something to keep you in place while he manipulates and moves your life around to where he has control. Now, the solution is not just prescription drugs. The solution is Jesus. Now, this next section, you got to pay attention, because it's about knowing the shepherd's voice. And these are the answers to what we just talked about. Let's go to John chapter 10, verse 4. Come on, Bible scholars, keep up now. Verse 4 says, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, and a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger. And I know you've heard that before, that the voice of the stranger I will not follow. Amen. If you are studying your Bible, praying, and meditating on the word, you will know his voice when he speaks to you. And, you know, you'll know when the enemy is speaking to you, because God will speak one way and the enemy will speak totally different. Now, there are times when the enemy tries to get you by starting you off just the way God would start you off, but he changes course in the middle of the sentence, or in the middle of what you're doing, he changes course. And you know that's the voice of the enemy trying to take you somewhere you don't need to go, or you won't want to go had you been on guard. Now, John 10 and 27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. They follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Now, this is very important, because we need to know that, You know, we're going to make some mistakes. Don't think that you're here and you're perfect. And some of us have that perfectionist spirit that when we make a boo-boo or we make a wrong turn, we really beat ourselves up. And some of them badly. But what I'm trying to tell you, once you make a mistake, get right back on course, because the rest of that territory going in that direction, you are unfamiliar with. You can never say where his, his plan is going to take you. But it's not going to be to God, and it's not going to be to the good. Now, if you've been trapped or fallen into sin, come back. Come back to him in spirit and in truth. The word says, repent. He is not looking for perfect people. He is looking for willing hearts. Now, these that follow the Lamb will exercise the graces of humility, patience, and love in the performance of following the law and the spirit. Amen. The law was here in the beginning, and then Jesus came and he brought the spirit. But that doesn't mean that you forget about the law, because the law lays the foundation for the spirit. Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not bear false witness. All of these are part of the law. We will never forget those, okay? But the spirit tells you how to use the law for your particular situation, all right? Because all of our lives are a little different. So when you go to God, in Jesus' name, he will show you things to come and how you will perform them. Stay focused. Amen. Now let's go to the final warning. Satan's last push is coming. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 7. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan will be loosed out of prison and shall go out to deceive nations, to gather them together to battle with, the number of whom is as the sands of the sea. So he see all of these people, and he's gathering as many as he can. Gog and Magog here represent the nations under Satan's control. Gog is the president or the king of Magog. And it's telling you it represents nations under his control. And I know you remember last week we read about the beast, 7 heads and 10 horns. And the 10 horns represented the 10 kingdoms that will follow Satan. So when he talks about the system of God, of Gog and Magog, that represents the nations under Satan's control. So the beast is a system that will represent Satan. You know, the same deceiving spirit working now will intensify before the end. That's why Jesus said, be on guard. Amen. Now, the practical application here is how to be on guard. I've got 5 ways for you to do that. And I need you to write these down and pay very close attention. Number one, stay in the Word. The Bible is your weapon. Number two, pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying, in other words. This is what this is really saying. Pray all day, every day. Don't just do it in the morning when you get up, and do it at night before you go to bed. Or if some emergency arises during the day and you need him, then you call on him then. What it's telling you is that it's saying, never stop praying all the day long. You know, keep your spirit sharp. Just know that when you call upon him, he knows you because you're in communication with him all the day long. Number three, stay in fellowship. There are some other believers out there that are going through some of the same things. And when you pray together, you bring God's power on the scene. Not only from his prayers, but the other person's prayers, you bring that power on the scene. Don't isolate yourself. Number four, repent quickly. I don't care how far Satan is telling you, you are out there and that God will not take your prayers or listen to you or do anything for you. Don't hear that. The Bible says, repent quickly. Don't give the enemy a foothold. Number five, listen for the shepherd's voice, especially in prayer. His guidance will lead you out of darkness, or it will never lead you into darkness. So but you got to pay attention. You got to be praying. You got to stay with God, because God is not just something you do in the morning and evening, call on when you're in trouble. There is a system that's in the Bible that tells you how to do everything that you're trying to do. And then those that don't read it that much, you can also pray without ceasing, and God will lead and guide you down the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. Now, the conclusion to all of this is Satan is loose. Yes, his spirit is active. Not just active, very active. But we have the Lamb, and his promises are unshakable. Now, Satan's power is earthly. You see, I told you about the 10 horns, okay, and all of them had 10 crowns. That meant 10 kingdoms or 10 countries, okay? Well, his power is earthly because they will take on his power, his will, his ways. But that's not power like Jesus and God. This is divine creation power. Amen. Unshakable power. When God moves, everything moves. Satan have to still walk within the rules that God set until you step out of those rules. You step out of that line. That's why he has these traps set for you, because when you step over there, he don't have to obey Christ. He got his own plan for you. Stay focused. Watch it. You don't want him working on you. You don't want to be walking around here with depression, PTSD, ADHD. You don't want to walk around with none of that, because you disobeyed him and he's whispering in your ear that you are no good for God anymore. Look at what you've done. That's what he wants. And that's the way he wants you, because then he can get your attention. Now, if you belong to Jesus, follow him wherever he leads. Because in John 10, 28, it says, no one can pluck you out of my hand. That's what he says. He leads. And when the enemy comes knocking, you'll have a word. The Spirit. What is the word? Jesus. And you'll have the victory. If anyone can do it, you can. As believers, for God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. This is what I have for you today. Be on guard. Come to the shepherd. Friends, the Bible is clear. Satan is loose and he is working hard to deceive. Even if the elect, okay, get caught up, the very elect is what the word says. And those are people that read the Bible, that study the Bible, that go to church. Some of them will get caught up. They will believe some of the signs and wonders and follow that, not knowing that they are following their death. And I'm not talking about physical death. I'm talking about spiritual death. Because if they ever take that mark of the beast, you just committed spiritual death. Now, if you have been listening to the wrong voice, if you have been caught up in the enemy's traps, if you fell far away from God and wondered if he would take you back, today is your day to come home. The enemy says, you've gone too far. He's whispering that in your ear. You know, God not going to take you back. God not going to, you know, hear your prayers. He's whispering this stuff in your ear, telling you you're no good for God anymore. You know, you've done all kind of things. God won't accept you back. Come unto me, what the Lord says. All you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He did not put a condition on it. He did not say, if you that are without sin come, okay? He didn't say, if you made any mistakes, he did not say, don't come back to him. But Satan said, don't go back to him, or you can't go back to him. Now, who are you going to believe? The Father and Creator, or somebody that used to be part of the kingdom and decided he wanted to own it all? He wanted to put himself in the north over the stars of God and be just like the Creator. But he was created also, so he can't do much to you unless you allow him to. He does not have what you have. You have divine creation and power in your hands when you pray and quote that word. No one, and I mean no one, can overpower God. The enemy says you're too dirty. Don't you believe that? Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. The enemy says it's over. Jesus says it is finished. He's already covered you. Okay? The enemy trying to say, oh, you can't go back to him. It's over for you. But God says, it is finished. That means he's already set everything in place. And if you follow it, it is finished. He cannot take you away from God. He cannot take you out of his hand. Look, I'm inviting you right now, whether in this room or online or anyone hearing this message, make a decision to be on guard, to follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth, and to stand against the traps of the enemy. If you need to repent, repent now. If you need to return, return now. If you need the shepherd's voice, open your ears now. He is present. Amen. So what I'm telling you, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come on. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, the Lamb who was slain, Father, on the cross for our sins. We acknowledge that we are battle ready, Father, but some of us have missed you. So we put on our armor from head to toe, and we come to you, Father, bowed knees, prostrated, asking for forgiveness for our sins, and coming to you, Father, with open hands, blessed and anointed, Father, you are. And we call upon you to be with us each and every day and each and every step that we take, Father. We call upon you to be with us. Open our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears that we may hear your voice and see the enemy coming, because the things that he's asking for us to do, they're not in the Bible. So we can see that these are not things that we should be doing. For everything that God wants us to do is written down in the Bible, but the things that the enemy wants us to do are not, for he wrote nothing down. He has nothing in writing for us, because everything he has for us doing, he can take it back at any moment, at any time, and change course on us. We thank you for the word, Father. We thank you for Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, and our King. It is my prayer and greatest hope at this moment that each of you will repent of any sins that are bothering you and take them to the Father. Give them to the Father and let him clean you as white as snow. Let him in. Close that door upon Satan and don't listen to the words of him telling you that you have done too much and God will not forgive you. Long as you're not blaspheming the Holy Spirit, long as you're not talking bad about the Holy Spirit, you will be forgiven. Father, these and other blessings we ask in thy Son Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. Listen, if any of you need help, you need to know the words to speak to clean your life up. If you want somebody to pray with you, if you want somebody to go over the right prayers that you might be saved, if you want to be a part of this ministry, even though it's online, we have ways to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. Then reach out to us at ministry147@gmail.com and someone will call you back and pray with you and go over these things with you. Amen. This is the kingdom reaching out. Come to him in spirit and in truth. And in Jesus' mighty name, we pray today. Amen and amen. Give him the power. Give him the praise. Come on in. We're here to help you. That's our part. Amen. And your part is to come back to him. Come back to him. And there is no perfect one out there. We all need to repent for different things we do. Don't forget that. And keep that in mind and keep doing those things, because we all fall short of the glory of God. So anybody you think they perfect or they walk around with their nose in the sky and like they are not, you know, they don't make no mistakes, don't you believe that. Come to God. Come to him in prayer, in spirit, and in truth. He wants a willing heart. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And don't forget what I said about coming to Jesus and that we will pray for you. Send us an email at ministry147@gmail.com and send your phone number or your contact information that we may call you and pray with you. And those that would like to be a part of this ministry, we will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Listen, have a great day and have a great week, and we look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy this message. Amen.
Amen.